I'm James Ada McCoy. The time is 10 after 2. I'm going to be visiting with Miss Serena Parker, and we're going to be just talking about when she was growing up in the Huntsville area. Parker, first of all, I want you to give me your full name and today's date and your address.
Now you, Serena Henderson Parker.
Your address.
204 King Street, the street.
Mm-hmm.
204 King Street, Oxford.
And what's your maiden name?
Henderson.
Okay.
H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay. What church did you and your family grow up in?
Huntsville Baptist Church.
Your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was church workers, the digging or work in clubs and organizations?
My mother.
Your mother. Mm-hmm. What did she work in?
Oh, missionary, everything. You can mention missionary, the choir.
She was a supporter of anything that came up in the church. You could count on.
Yeah.
What did your father do? Just supported things that was called upon.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your sisters and brothers? How much did y'all have to do in the church?
Just like we do here. My sisters were Sunday school teacher and the junior missionary, and that's all I can think of.
Okay.
See, we moved our membership down here later on.
Okay. What about your brother?
He was in the choir when he was there.
Was he the lad, the baby, or what?
No, he's next to the oldest child.
Okay, and how many of his sisters?
Three sisters.
How many boys?
One, and I make the fourth girl.
Okay. Did anybody go to the Huntsville school that was there in Huntsville?
No. Now you asking me something? I don't think so. No. Mm-mm. No, they didn't go to Huntsville school up there at Huntsville.
They didn't?
No.
Where did they go to school at?
Fairport.
Okay. What about in Fairport, y'all there?
Let's see what you... It was not far from Lavin.
Okay. All of y'all went to, y'all moved from Huntsville to Fairport.
Yeah.
Well, did you remember it? Were you old enough to remember it?
No, because I was in school when we went to Fairport school. I was a little baby.
Uh-huh.
But, Huntsville is the old home place.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fairport is where your parents moved to?
Yeah.
Were your mother and father farmers or what?
Farmers.
Where he was a sharecropper or what?
For a while, then he bought a farm and he was there.
Where about? Down in Fairport?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many rooms was Fairport School? That's where you first
two.
Went? It was a two-room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who were the teachers when you got there?
Pearl Fitz and, Dottie Goode. You know, she was there.
Okay, now...
You know Miss Dottie.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, did your sisters and brothers, all of them, went to school at Fairport?
Fairport, yeah.
How far did Fairport go to the sixth grade?
Seventh
grade. Everybody went to the seventh grade, all your sisters and brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where did your sisters go after they finished Fairport? Which ones went on further in school?
The oldest girl, Maggie. She went to Mary Parker. Sister went to Franklinton.
Tell me about Franklin. Why did she go there? What kind of school was it?
Well, she just liked that better. And Mary Parker was a boarding school, and if you lived close enough, you could walk. But we lived too far distant. So she went to Franklinton with, Shirley Parker's mama.
Uh-huh.
They were cousins.
Uh-huh.
And that her mom and my mom and dad and all of them sent their children to Franklin because they could room there with Mrs. Riley so much cheaper than they could in Austin.
What was the name of the Franklin School?
I think it was
Franklin Academy or?
Or Franklin Institute. I
okay.
All I know is just Franklin High School.
Uh-huh. So one went there, or two of them went to Franklin?
Two of them went to one went to Mary Potter and Cicely Hampton. So the other went to Franklin. And my brother started Mary Potter, but he didn't finish.
Okay, so you went to Mary Potter?
No, I didn't ever go to Mary Potter. I went to Greensboro Dudley High School in Greensboro.
Oh, okay, so after you got to the seventh grade?
Yes.
You went with your aunt or cousin?
My sister Lottie, one of her yesterday. I went with her. She came and got me because we didn't have no buses to travel that country road.
Uh huh.
And if I stayed there until the buses ran, I'd be way behind.
Uh huh. How far did you go in school in Greenville?
I think it was the 4 years. I finished high school there.
Okay. Who else? Your sisters and brothers finished high school.
Meg and it was two.
Okay. How many of y'all went to college?
Sister must say.
Name sister, you know, what's
Lottie.
Okay. How far did Lottie go?
I think she went to about the second year in college before she got married. And she went to Virginia State.
Again. After she left Greensboro, that's where she went after she got married.
Yeah, when she got married, she lived in, she was going to school in Virginia State. And then after she got married, she went to Greensboro.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about before we're going back to talking about the church. Was that a community church or everybody grew up together, knew everybody? Knew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have aunts and cousins down
there? Yes. What do you mean at Huntsville?
At both places.
Yeah, Huntsville, because that's the home place.
Okay, tell me something about Huntsville. Almost everybody in Huntsville was kin to each other.
Mm-hmm.
What did y'all do on Sundays? Where did you play or where did you go?
Go to church and whatever would be done in the community in the afternoon, go to that, because most times it was maybe like the young people having something at church.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Did all the children in the church, mostly parents, you know, kind of made sure they was pretty squared away in the community?
Yeah.
And they had to go by rules when they visited?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How was your brother? Was he staying in a little trouble sometime?
Never. Mm-mm.
Huh?
No, sir. He didn't ever, wasn't ever in any trouble.
A boy? Ain't he a boy? He never got
in no kind of trouble.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about Huntsville? How big was it? Was it dirt road or paved one?
Oh, a dirt road. And you have ever been to Huntsville?
Yeah, I've been there. But
Well, it was a dirt road.
Uh-huh.
And they would just get up and come on to church. Sometimes they walk and they roll on a buggy or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a country church.
I forgot to ask. You have to tell me what year you was born and your age.
Oh, 1923.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did y'all do in Huntsville? Y'all farm there? Or with your cousins? Or
no, he was farm, but it was such a small farm. He ran, that's why he went to Fairport, where he could get a lot of, you know, more land. Because Mr. Amos was his dear friend, and Mr. Joe Brim, Doris Davis and Dad encouraged him to come down there.
Okay, so, When he left Fairport, I mean Huntsville, y'all went down there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he had an opportunity to buy some land,
mm-hmm.
and he could have more acreage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tell me who. Well, how old were you when you was living in Huntsville?
Oh, good Lord! I was just an arm baby.
Huh?
Just an arm baby.
You was arm baby when mm-hmm. you left there.
Mm-hmm. I know they saw the Fairport. I wasn't at school age, and 1 or 2 years after that, I went to them to Fairport school. I wasn't going to school. They mom just let me go, and I think I was 5 years old then.
Did you have any lights in the school?
No. Mm-mm. You said they had lamps, like they have anything at night. It had a lamp, but it could see just as bright as these.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plays did y'all? Did y'all put a little stage up
in? Yes, all kind of plays. Had school clothes and would have box parties. You ever been to a box party?
Tell me what a box party is.
You get a box and you maybe put some fruit and candy and cigarettes or whatever in those boxes and you tie them up, put a bow on. And somebody beat them off to AP. You know, all the parents would bring boxes. And some of the students too. And they'd put those boxes on the table and they'd bid those boxes like $2, $3, and all like that. And they'd know most of the time whose boxes they were buying. And they would pay for the box and get them. And after that, then they collected the money. I guess they put the money in the trash or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was, fundraising for the school.
Yeah, and they made some money, too.
Y'all enjoyed yourself, didn't
you? Yeah, had the best time.
I heard they put they moved the chairs back and y'all put up a little stage and had y'all.
Have school clothes and every year, plus Christmas plays and Easter plays.
That's what they say.
All that kind of stuff.
The same as we had in school.
And chair dinner. And put it on a long table outside, and everybody said all the parents would bring dinner. And everybody would serve, and have a good time.
That was during graduation. You'd have on Easter, you'd have dinner.
Just any time of the year they wanted to.
Cause everybody was family and close. That was nice.
It sure was nice. Sure was nice, and they just had a good time.
What about stories? Did teachers tell you about Rip Van Winkle?
Oh, yeah, the whole other thing. Yeah, but you had the same thing you all had. Because it was told to us more freely, more understanding. And they just took time. And we had to read all them books like Huckleberry Finn and all that. We did all that kind of stuff.
When you was in school?
At that point, yeah.
Where did you get your books from?
I don't know where they got them. We didn't have no new books like the white folks. Charles Gray told me. They didn't give us no new books until a long time after that. I was teaching when they still giving these old books. You know, the white people.
I know, I have.
And then they'd hand them down to the blacks, and Mrs. Gray used to go up there and tell, I don't want this old dirty, nasty book. I want some clean books. And so we haven't been so long, that's where they could get new books.
Yeah, it was about the 70s.
I reckon so. we still had those old books.
Wow. What year you start teaching?
46.
You start 1946 teaching. What school?
Creedmoor High School. It was Creedmoor High School there, G.C. Hall High School.
It was G.C. Hall High School.
Mm-hmm.
Was your school going to 11th grade or 12th grade when you went out there?
Going to the 12th grade. Now, it wasn't named G.C. Hall when I first moved there.
What was your name?
It was named Creedmoor High School. So they
Creedmoor Color?
Creedmoor High School. That's what the name was. So, see, it wasn't integrated.
Creedmoor High School.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was named. And then after that, they put Ms. Hall's name on it.
What grade did you teach?
I taught, I'm grammar, and I taught from the 4th to the 8th grammar. And then I went back and took primary, and I started, and I taught from the 2nd to the, I don't think I went any farther than the 4th. I got in the 3rd, and that's why I stayed there until I finished.
Okay, what about you with poems and stuff? Did you have did you have poems and stuff like that for your kids?
Help to learn poems. Yeah, occasionally.
What about Bible stories or reading the Bible, Bible verses?
Yeah, I did that. I don't know what the others did, but I had some books in there where I used to read them stories at the rest period after lunch. And they just enjoyed them. And sometimes the principal would come around and sit in, and he would enjoy them too.
What principal?
Mr. Hall and Mr. Leatherbear.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Leatherbear, he used to really enjoy.
Uh-huh. Oh, you had story hours.
Yeah. All the elementary, all the primary is supposed to have story hours from the 1st to the 3rd grade. All them supposed to have story hours during the rest period. Because, see, they get about 30 minutes, not that long, about 20 minutes rest period after lunch.
Uh-huh.
And you could let them just rest and sleep if they wanted to. Yes, they always wanted to read a story.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we would do.
Where did you get those storybooks from?
Nick bought them for Aunt Edna when she was a little baby. Jermaine came out here selling something, and he had those Bible books. You may see it in the doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
And she, I wrote this book already. And she was printing name, and she wasn't even writing until she bought it for her. And it really did pay off.
And you took your daughter books in Kerman School for
yeah.
other kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice. Mm-hmm. You shared them with somebody that mm-hmm. needed them.
And they talk about, they meet me there, and they tell me about how they used to enjoy them stories. And say, yeah, all those stories we read in class, it's just like things are happening there. Because it was a story taken from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then it always had an end of a moral end of the story. You know, tell you what if you do so and so, what will happen to you for being disobedient or what like that. That's just one example.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I did.
How many kids was in your school? Just estimate when you was going to Fairport. How many children?
Mercy ain't nowhere in the world I could tell you.
Was it about 25 or 30?
Yeah.
And each room, was the room divided? Down at Fairport?
Just like this room right here and that room right there. And it was a slide door between it.
Uh-huh. And so the school was filled up. You had a lot, you know, had mm-hmm. enough.
Yeah, we had. I'm sure we did. You know, I can't remember. We were born, but that wasn't so much stamped in my mind. But they had grades from the first through the seventh. I know that.
How far did you have to walk to go to school?
About a mile and a half.
You walked about a mile and a half?
Yeah.
Did you know any children that walked further than...
Oh, Lord, yes. Elizabeth, what was her name? Anyway, they used to walk. No, I can't tell you where it was because you wouldn't know. But they had a long way to walk. They didn't care. They didn't go a long distance or nothing. And most time, Mom would check us on the buggy.
And you don't know the kid's name that's walked that far?
Elizabeth,
did she have other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, she had several brothers. And they were pretty girl. And they you mean to walk into Fairport?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They had a long way to walk. And a lot of them, and like Shirley Parker's first cousin, Marvin and all of them, they had a long ways to walk to school.
About 3 miles?
Mm-hmm, or more.
Damn.
But they lived in back Island Church. They went home that way. And that was a long way.
Where was the old Island Church at?
Toward the cemetery is.
It was down there?
Mm-hmm, to get burned there.
What did you ever go to William Hills Church or William Hills School?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of the church too? Did you ever see the church?
No. Where was the church? They have a little back room.
Uh-huh.
William Hill.
Oh, Mr. Bibbs performed.
I don't remember going there.
You don't remember going there?
Mm-mm.
All right. Did kids come from Vance County over to North Carolina to go to school? Because y'all was on the board.
Not that I know.
What was the name of the school that was in Vance County, close to Fairport School?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it one?
I don't know. Let's see. No, I sure don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, tell me something about your teachers that you had when you was at Fairport. What did they, you know, what did they have a lesson plan or did they?
No, they didn't have a lesson plan. Just after integrated in the black children, then how to do a lesson plan. White people were doing a lesson plan. Didn't know a thing about it until one day Jane was getting off to go somewhere and she said, I'm going to leave my lesson plan so they can get to it. And the principal woman, what she told her, she told her. And when she showed and talked to her, but said, everybody, they said, no, they don't, they hadn't ever done anything like that. So that's how they get to find a good lesson plan in the school.
You're talking about Janet Ingram?
Yeah.
What, do you remember the school that Janet Ingram taught at?
It was the grass, Grissom. I think she was over at Grissom before she integrated with us. She taught in Georgia one year, I believe. Did she tell you she taught in Georgia one year? Before she came to our town.
I heard just Grissom School.
Mm-hmm.
She could have, but that's all I've heard about getting around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just Grissom School. Where you finished? Fairport State?
Yeah.
And then you came to Harlan.
Uh-huh.
Did you have family left up in Huntsville going back and forth? Your grandparents, anybody?
Going back and forth where?
The Huntsville.
Oh, they all got up. They lived in Huntsville. All of them lived in Huntsville. All of them sisters and her brothers and her dad and mom and all that, my daddy's folks too, though. They all lived up there. in Toledo, they started going up the road, getting another job and all that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
Okay, let's start with your father's side. Could your father read and write?
Yes, he too.
What? Did you ever see your grandparents on your father's side?
Mm-hmm. His daddy.
Okay, could his daddy read and write?
Yes, he could.
How did that come about?
They went to school. Their parents made them go to school. On my daddy's side and on my mama's side, they were both strictly sending their children to school on my daddy's side.
Okay, your father's. How old was your father when he died?
I think he was 79.
Okay.
79 or 81.
Do you know what year? Just guessing.
1951.
Okay, 51.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your grandmother?
On his side.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ever see her.
You never see her?
She didn't. Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you how old she... You didn't ever see her because she was dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was your grandparents free blacks or what? They was never slaves.
Never slaves. Not even their parents, because and on my daddy's side there wasn't no slaves on his side, and on my mama's side they weren't ever put in slaves because they were real fair blacks, you know.
Mulattoes or had white father, mother,
yeah,
and father.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, they were white, and they didn't ever have to go through that. Just like mixed people parents, they didn't ever have to go through that either. As long as the parents was white, like the Robinsons and all, they didn't bother them.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going back to your father. What kind of father, granddaddy, did you? Did he work all the time? Like a lot of people just pill and stay busy all the time.
But my granddad or my daddy?
Your granddad on your daddy's side.
No, he didn't do no work, no, because he'd always be busy with one of his sons or busy with that son and all that. But he didn't. He wasn't farming or nothing of that sort. Because as his wife died, he just stopped farming.
And this when you was going back and forth to visit then?
He's visiting to us.
Right? How many days would it take to go from Huntsville?
To where? Huntsville.
Uh-huh. And back from Huntsville to Fairport, from Fairport back to Huntsville.
Oh, it wouldn't take long, because Mama used to drive up there. Well, you know, people didn't have anything in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And she would drive up there, and yet she would leave like on a... She'd always want to spend the weekend up there so she could be there for Saturday. They had conference on Saturday and then be there for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And she would leave home around, I don't think, 10 o'clock in the morning. She'd get that town up for 12 o'clock service. And then it didn't take us long. No time.
It didn't?
No, it didn't take no long trip to get there. But if you put your horse up or your surge or whatever, you would drive, it didn't take no time for me to get there.
Okay. How many sisters and brothers did your grandmother have, your mother's mother had? Did she ever tell you?
Yeah, she had. Mama had 16 children.
Your mother?
My mama's mother.
Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Had 16?
Mm-hmm.
How many girls, how many boys?
Oh, wait, let's see. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She had 9 or 10 girls, or 9 girls or something. The rest of
yeah, roughly. 9 girls and 6 boys. I just want roughly
mm-hmm.
enough. Oh, did they have children all
yes,
of them?
Yes, Lord, that's plenty of whole lot of
nine
children.
9 boys and 6 girls. Okay, what was their name? What was your mother's?
Maiden name.
Uh-huh.
Orbe.
How you spell it?
O-R-B-E-Y.
Where did they come from? What plantation, what farm do you think they came from?
I don't know, because I know they were all up there. They bought all that land and stuff up there at Huntsville. And Mama's daddy, he bought land from where Ray Smith's shop is, where the low Ray Smith's shop. We on down to, that man had those cows, right, church.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cobbler. He always said he'd buy extra lane like this week, $1.25, and kept on like that. So he get enough lane, to leave all of his children at home in one small farm.
Your mother?
My mama's daddy.
Was a carpenter?
Carpenter. He built houses and walls and things.
Was he good?
Was he good? He built Hansel Church and Cornelia Mama's house.
You kidding? Your father?
My mama's daddy.
Your mother's father did?
My mama's daddy. Uh-huh.
Your mother, yeah, your
my
mother's
granddad,
father,
uh-huh.
Your granddad.
Yeah.
Built Mrs. Broder's house.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. They built that house and built the Hustle Church too. Of course, they added on a little more to Hustle Church.
Uh-huh. And he was on a, what was his last name?
Mark Ober.
M-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
How you spell that over here?
O-O-R-B-E-Y.
And so he was a carpenter for up there. He did most of the construction.
He just called anywhere. He just get just like his contractor shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, where he get a job.
And he would, every time he get paid, he would buy
a little acre of land. And I think she said he's selling an acre then for $1.25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And he would buy an acre and he said, I want to get something for someone. When I die, my children have somewhere to live. And they did. All of them built the house on the land he gave. And he got enough in the back for a little farm and all.
About how many acres did he buy? About 150 acres in that?
I don't know. You don't know the distance I said from Ray Smith's down below him, because down below Ray's house was Mama's sister Ida, and there was another child below her house.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Ray bought the place right next to Mama.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Y'all went all the way down that road going
all the way down that road. And
going to the church.
On the own by Hustle Church. On up there to, the man used to sell cows, on that highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much he bought.
Ooh, well, you had over 100, y'all had about 200 or 300 acres of land.
I don't know what he had, but he was all 17, 16 of those children got a home.
16 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather was a good provider for your mother, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. For his wife, which is my mama's mom.
Uh-huh.
And he just knew how to do things like that, and he'd have a fit if he'd come home by the children had been to school, you know, maybe one child. What is child in there?
He didn't play that, did he?
No, they had to get out of there and go to school. I told Mama, I said, well, that was the blood in him that he had. He would never say that. They had to get out of there and go to school.
Did he have any Indian in him, or was he?
No, her mother had Indian in her. Did you ever see my mama?
Uh-uh.
She had features. She had those high cheekbones and a little bit long nose.
Uh-huh.
She was Indian. She had Indian blood in her because her mother had Indian in her. But her daddy was white. He was just white. He used to serve on the board or somewhere, wherever it is, uptown, you know, in the hair coat and all that. But he couldn't have it during that time. Children just born the way they kept you.
You don't know his name.
Oh, my granddaddy.
Uh-huh.
Mark Oprah. That's what
I'm talking about on your mother's side, your mother's.
My mama's daddy.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about, Mark Oprah.
Well, who was her father? Your grandmother's.
Who was my mama's granddaddy?
Uh-huh. What was his name?
What did she tell me? I don't know, but let me see now. Who did she tell me her grandmother? I mean, her grandmother's name is Fanny. I just don't know. She said, they're going to sell me. Somehow, don't let them sell me. So she said, they ain't going to sell my name. And that was her grandmother. But I don't know what she said her name was. But they didn't bother.
They were going to sell her where?
You know, they sell slavers during that time. And see, they would sell it, especially the women would marry little girls, marry. They'd let them marry so they could bring up a family so it worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so her little grandmother was 12 years old and said, They said, you know, she hadn't had a baby yet, but she got to go. She got to go. They're going to sell. And so she told a little white girl while she was waiting on, she said, somehow don't let them sell me. She said, they ain't going to sell my nigga because I love you. You ain't going to sell my nigga. And that's how she escaped from not being a slave.
Her mother.
Her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her mama's grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's how she escaped from not being a slave.
Because she was the man's daughter. That was her father.
The little girl who I said she didn't want them to sell her, mm-hmm. That was my mama's grandmother.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they were going to sell her because she hadn't had a child.
Uh-huh.
See, they'd make little children marry 10 years old.
Yes, I'm getting married to children again.
Yeah, and just let them have babies like I don't know what. The little thing didn't know nothing about it. And they went through something. And see, they made her marry. But I reckon she was too old to conceive then.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, she started having children.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Them old devils, they are in the burning and torment today for being so mean to black people.
Did Mr. Ogilvie work in a church? I want you to tell me about two people came up in your neighborhood, probably your relatives. First, Mr. Kittrell. Tell me.
Yeah, that's my mama's sister's husband.
Okay, tell me something about him. I heard a lot about Mr. Kittrell up there.
He just was a big old farmer and had a house. He had, they never had, I think I counted 14, she had 14 children. And every one of them did. Of course, they started
14 children.
Mm-hmm. They had up some children. Mama had 10, but it's not for 5 living there.
Tell me, did he, what kind of work did he do other than farm? Did he have bill bonds or did he?
He farm? Mm-hmm. Now, Uncle Matt worked on that power line thing. He farmed and did that too.
What's the man?
Mm-hmm.
He's cut a lot of wood for people, didn't he? Mr. Matt got around though.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he did a lot of work in the area.
He farmed. And then he also worked on that power line thing.
Yeah, he told him. And he cleared land for power line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he did carpenter work too. He was a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of work. Now, Huntsport, you don't remember nothing about that school up there. No more going back and forth as you visit your family.
I don't know nothing about that school up there.
Did your mother ever, who moved their membership to Fairport, to Alon? Because your mother went back and forth. She never moved her membership?
Yeah, she didn't ever lose her membership. But the rest of us moved our membership. My brother didn't move his membership. Didn't nobody move their membership but my sister, myself. That's all.
Your father didn't move here?
Mm-mm, the rest of them stayed all up there.
Okay, and so how did you enjoy Alon? Was everything you fit it right in?
Just a good old country trip.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just as loving as they could be.
Mm-hmm. What about when you went to school? What kind of bathroom facilities did y'all have? Outdoors or none or what?
Outdoors. I think it's Amos who feel the outdoor toilets. He'd build them, you know, for the boys and ones with the girls. In the outdoor.
Where did y'all get your water from?
Across the road there at that church, Peter's Chapel, isn't it?
That white church?
Yeah.
How did you get the water? They had a well over there
Well over there, and the children would go there and bring the water across to the school.
And they would let you do it?
Mm-hmm.
So what else did the community, did they have farmers and people that was carpenters down in Fairport area did the same thing as your family did up at
Huntsport? Yeah, that's all they could do. That's all they could do was farm.
What about, did most people down in Fairport own their own land, the blacks down there, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have no white slavery or nothing down that way.
It was slavery when some of them did in there, like Nick's granddaddy. And the Robinsons and the Browns and the Pieces, all of them were in the slave yard, but they weren't no slaves because they didn't use them as that because of their color.
Mr. Nick's, your husband's family grew up down there. It was Robert Amos family.
Yeah, they grew up down there somewhere, yeah.
But they never were slaves. They had to. They always were free.
Yeah. And all the Robinsons were free, and all the Browns were free, and all the Pieces, and all those down there.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're looking for slavery down there, you probably go back to the 1700s.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was some of the things that the teachers, did you hear about teachers before you got there, some new teachers when you went to school? That was there when you got there, and then they left, and some more came in.
I know Pearl Fish, that Louis Bibbs, she was my first teacher, and then after that, I went on to Miss Raglan from Franklin. She came and took the school, and then Miss Marla Peace, she came and taught there, And let's see who this is.
Stella Holler from?
Stella Holler, it was a Holler sister. They live in Antioch area. But she come to school there. Huh? She taught in Antioch.
Was she coming on a buggy or wagon or what?
But no, it was an Orange Peace had an old T-Ball folk. Mm-hmm. And he'd bring her and his wife, Miss Molly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Miss Molly Peace?
Yeah.
She talked down there too?
Yeah, when Stella was riding there.
Do you have an idea how long that church, that school was there after, what year they stopped using it? Was it somewhere around 52?
No, I don't think it was there in 52.
Huh?
It wasn't there in 52. It's standing there now, but it wasn't in the use. It wasn't in the use.
Uh-huh. I can't find anything on Rum Hauler, like a thesis or a book or something that was written on Rum Hauler. We could find stuff. I could find on all the high schools except Rum Hauler.
Bernice Estelle could tell you something about him. I mean, Hauler.
But I can't find no papers or no research or nothing, you know. No one, you know, Hall at school, but what I'm talking about, he just never had it done or whatever happened, you know.
Well, now he got his thesis over here at North Carolina Central University. You could go up there and look in the stack. You could find his thesis that he wrote. Maybe you might just get something out of there.
Yeah, he do?
Mm-hmm. He had to get permission to go, because don't nobody go to this stack unless they have the masters working on it. And you could tell them what you have to be with them.
Pull it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. How long did you live in Fairport? You was married down there?
Mm-mm. Let me see. Yes, I was. Stayed down there until I got married. But I was in school. I wasn't in school. I had started at Fairport.
You was going to Fairport State when you got married?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Nick was farming with his parents?
Mm-hmm. His brother Nathan, that's what he did. They were farming together.
Well, how did Mr. Nick's brother Willard learn carpenter and contractor work? It was through help working with his father, or he just learned on his own.
Just gifted. He and London and that Lemmy Parker and all of them Parker, Lawrence and all that. They didn't have no training for no carpenter. It's just gifted.
Don't you think a lot of blacks had gifts? And you know, white people go around and take credit that they taught blacks how to carve and to build barns and stuff like you say. And you and I know Mr. Nick Parker and his brothers is just as good a Willard them, just as good a carpenter as any professional. Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
And Sammy Rollins took it after he got it after his daddy. His daddy just used to go be a little old thing and put up a little chicken house or whatever. Not my little chicken, but a little thing like that till he get like that, and Sam would go with him and hold things for him and all, and that's how he gets what he gets. They didn't go to Hampton, you know, take up no special interior. They just gifted, that's all.
I know. A lot of people like that. People take credit for their work or say they did this for him or say they did that for him. I know they didn't do it for him. Because blacks had to dig their own well.
Yeah, they did. They did, and put them rocks, lay them rocks and up, you know, to line it, you know, for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they did all this. And they dug wells with their hands.
Yeah. Now, shell of pigs.
And how in the world did they get in to dig a well? I don't know. All the so many things they did, I don't know how in the world they got back to save my life.
It was tough, huh?
Yes, it was tough, but it wasn't tough for them. They just thought it was all right.
They did.
Yeah, they did. They didn't think they felt like digging those wells and cutting ditches. And my dad and Robert Ames, these Robert Ames didn't know, but all them boys did all that work. But he and Joe Brim, Dora's daddy, they had the biggest farm, and they were the biggest farmers in Bramble County. And I mean, I think the other day, how did my daddy know how to do that? You know, like some people let the lane just wash away with the rain. He'd know how to get out there and put that mule up. And he'd call them furrows. And he'd run a furrow somewhere so that water would hit that and no one would never get into the field, and where some other field, everything in the field would be washed away.
Mm-hmm.
And just the old thing, how he'd put up fences for the cows and clean his branches for them to get. Well, I couldn't name the thing that he did, and we would laugh about how we used to eat that corn shucker until he get people sick. Mama just had to haul it, and Dorothy's mom and all would come and help Mama cook the corn shucker. Mm-hmm. And we just eat after that and all that stuff. And I said, now, he knew it was time to shuck that corn, and he'd bring it up to the crib and put it all around the crib. And the people in the community would come get there early in the morning and shuck that corn, sit there and shuck corn with him, and then they'd come to eat something. Shuck all that, and when they get through, they'd throw it in the crib, and that crib would be just about full of corn. Shuck, they wouldn't have sense enough in there to eat and go to the field and pull it off the hook. That's the truth.
Everybody said it was some good days then, corn shuckings and stuff.
Yeah. Good eating and everything in the world. You
cut wood for the barn and everybody.
And my daddy could cut more. I think they call it, what they call, but anyway, they laid this way and all. He could put up, I don't know how many a day, just to over average.
Mm-hmm.
He was a smart man. He was a smart man and was a good worker. Everybody said he's doing the best farmer that they'd ever seen. And Dick Dad was a big farmer too, but he didn't use no sense with his. He did take up 40 acres. Dad said he once they had 40 acres of tobacco. Now you know that one. And so they had to pull back tobacco on a Sunday. And that's when his mama said, if this happened again, it's going to stay in the field and rot. They had to save it. And see, he was just trying to hoggish after things. Just one thing about how much work it was going to take to do what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
He just said so he could so focus and said, Lord, you know, I'm in the clock, man, 40 acres of back. They had 40 acres of back, and I think Daddy said 30 acres of corn. I don't see, but he had a lot of boys and grandchildren and all. But they made it. They made it. I'm glad I didn't come on at that time with hard work. I didn't never do nothing. Mom used to say, she doesn't feel well this morning. Don't let her go there and he and leave. I'd make it like, my stomach hurt me on a thing in this world. And then I'd go get on the bed and sleep. His name's God saying, oh, shut up. You know, you ain't never want to do nothing.
You didn't want to be bothered with them tobacco worms, did you, Grandma?
No, I didn't. I didn't ever do anything.
Well, at least you tell the truth.
Uh-huh. I was a baby.
So your mother had to cook and wash and have food ready prepared for y'all when it was dinner time, didn't
she? She got up in that morning, had it from, you know, she had a great big dish of fried chicken and gravy and all that for breakfast now. And then for dinner, she'd go to the garden and gather all those vegetables I could prepare and put them on the stove and cabbage and on a big old long slice of ham and meat and all, and have two desserts. She cooked two desserts for dinner, like a, she called a sugar pudding and a pie. And her pudding tasted just like they were made from scratch. And after she had that dinner on the dock, and then she'd get that kitchen cleaned up and help, sometimes she'd come and help her and leave, or she'd be getting things ready for the next day. And come home that night for supper. The supper was on the table. And everything was by the clock. And she'd wash on a Monday and iron on a Tuesday. And put those things away. And them clothes were just as white as snow. And she'd do, oh, I don't see how in the world she did. Then she had two cows. Those cows had to be milked. The milk churn and the butter taken up. And all that was done in the morning.
She had a job, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, but she didn't think so.
Did she sew by hand or sew by machine?
She had a machine.
She did?
Uh-huh. But most times she'd patch things with her hand. But the machine, and my older sister, she sewed all the time. She sewed until she was a gifted sewer, because she used to make dresses for children, commencement exercise and all. And see, she hadn't taken up any.
Hey, did your mother could make clothes out of the bags that the feed come in?
Yeah, she would make aprons and bonnets, and what did she make of that? But I know she'd make aprons and stuff. She'd make some, give to some of her neighbors.
Because they'd be different colors, because she could take the colors and make them,
you make
put two or three together and make them different.
The prettiest aprons, make them different. And she did, but we didn't buy so much of stuff like that. And she could do anything, Lord. I mean, she could do anything come up. And now we don't know how to do nothing.
Well, you're not family no more, you know. Mm-mm. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't family. Nobody go visit nobody or nothing.
And during the time, like those apples coming in,
mm-hmm.
all the people in the mill would meet that night. The apples, you know, we got, it'd have an apple peeling, it's Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and a peach peeling would be Friday night, and they'd meet like that and put through all that peeling of apples, cut them up, and the next day those apples were put in the jar and set on the shelf. Same thing with peaches and all that. Peel hulls, everybody had that done and all. Now they wouldn't help you peel one apple if they're all gone. Sure wouldn't they call it having apple peeling night. Everybody come and bring a knife. They peel them at the last and have more fun than after. Mama always had something to serve. Spice of cake or whatever.
Well, your father, probably y'all going to college and getting a degree.
I just think they were proud, just not to be more proud of in the family's name.
Whatever you did, he supported you.
Mm-hmm.
You always had support from the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that helped a whole lot.
Yeah.
It did, it really did.
Sure did.
And he could take care of his own business. He didn't need nobody.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't have to show him. He used to make me feel so ashamed. He said, now I'm going to have something, and I'm going to put Bill Roberts so and so there. Now how many would that make to get one of four, whatever, we'd be sitting there. He said, oh shoot, y'all just go ahead. He's picking up and have three, 4 weeks start. And he could pick in his head better than we could with a pencil. And he took a pencil, he could figure like I don't know what. Figure and write and read and sit down and read that Bible over there, and the son's dumb glasses sitting on his nose.
Uh-huh.
And Mama would read her Bible all the time. But the Bibles that I know, what I know about the Bible, and that's what my mama used to read stories to us. She bought old Paul on Charlotte's Bible book. She bought an old angel.
Uh-huh.
And she would take that book at night, we'd go and get around, get through the supper, we'd get on the floor and get around her, and she'd read them stories. All those stories she'd read. Oh, we had a bunch of time. That's how I learned a whole lot of Bible stuff.
Was it hard for teachers there back then when you was going to school to get certified, or could they teach it?